says about today's gospel that it doesn't need to be explained, because Jesus Christ himself explained it. But he says, what I should do is to admonish, to warn you about the enemies of the world, about the enemies against faith. You know, that's why today's parable, which is an image of the reality, really warn up us that we have to be careful about keeping the word, about keeping our faith. Some people say, if God exists, why we cannot see him? Well, God is invisible, and he wants to be invisible. Because to be love, actually, is not about what you see from external, but from internal. And this is very important, to have true love towards God. Because if we see the glory of God, the external glory of God, obviously our love won't be real and pure. But God wanted to be love in his goodness. Goodness that appeared to all of us through the incarnation of his begotten Son. But even though God is invisible, it doesn't mean that God doesn't want to communicate himself to us. Actually, he talked to us by his word. In the Old Testament, actually, God spoke through the prophet, to the patriarch, to our fathers. By, you know, for example, by Isaiah the prophet, by Daniel the prophet, by Jeremiah the prophet, by Moses, and so forth. But in our time, God speaks through his only begotten Son. And it is very important to realize that Jesus Christ is emphasizing to keep the word. Because even though God was incarnate in Jesus Christ, obviously God is still invisible. But Jesus Christ insists to keep the word. And actually, he explained how important is to keep our faith in order not to be separate from God. So Saint Gregory the Pope says, even though Jesus Christ explained today's parable, well, we need to be admonished. We need to be warned about the danger against our faith. The enemies of the world, first of all, is the devil. The devil wants actually to sow doubt into your mind. Many people have doubt about their faith, and this is the devil. Actually, you may remember in paradise, the devil deceived Adam and Eve, saying, why God told you that not to eat the fruit of that tree? You don't know that by eating that fruit, you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And they deceived, they doubt in the word of God, and they committed the first sins, original sin. The second enemies of the world, temptations. This is a reality that every human being is exposed to temptation. Obviously, except Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord. But the consequences of original sin, besides the physical consequences that are sickness, for example, to get old, age, death, well, maybe we can deal with this. But the moral consequences of original sins are these: pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, sloth. I will call the seven deadly sins deadly tendencies that everyone has it. Even saint. The saint fought very hard against this evil tendency. You may remember Saint Francis of Sales. He had a tendency to be angry. Nevertheless, he fought very hard this tendency. And he was considered the meekest man of his time. So it's not impossible to be free from sin by fighting the tendency, evil tendency, that are consequences of original sin. So the devil will try to put doubt against your faith without reason. He actually will tempt us by making us reason our faith. Obviously, not everything is explained by our reasoning. Remember Saint Peter, the first pope, says, "Brother, be sober, be watchful. For the devil, like a lion, goes around looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stay fast in faith." Faith is very important that we have to keep in our heart, in our mind. If God spoke, why should I doubt? If I start in doubting, obviously it's a temptation from the devil. Do not believe it. Temptation, we explained already, the temptation actually are tendencies that discourage us in our spiritual life. People get discouraged because they commit sins. They lose hope and they despair of their salvation, saying, "Oh, I am a great sinner. I cannot." Yes, you can. Go to confession, that's it. Receive Holy Communion. Pray. Avoid occasional sin. And you will see how you are going to be strengthened in all virtues. So, for these enemies, it is very important. Temperance, moderation, and mortification. Mortification is a way in order to submit our evil tendency under the law of God. The third enemy, you know the third enemy, the world. And I don't have to prove that the world is evil. You see the world, right? It's evil. And the world would satisfy all your tendency, all your evil tendency. That's why we don't have to trust in the world. The world is evil. The world is possessed by Satan. Actually, Jesus Christ himself called Satan the prince of this world. And the kingdom of God is not from this world. We belong to his kingdom, to the kingdom of God. That's why we have to fight as a soldier of Christ. So, and the other people that receive the word with a good heart, well, they have a good fruit because they embrace their crosses with patience. They fight against all these enemies. You know, knowing our time, I think as Father Dominic says, we are very close to the end. So we have to be martyr. Martyr in Greek means witness. We have to give a testimony of the truth with our life, testimony of our faith. So this is precisely an encouragement from Pope Gregory, saying, be strong, keep your faith, keep the word what we receive through tradition by the infallible teaching of the Church, the magisterium of the Church. This is the faith that we receive, preached by Jesus Christ himself. He's God himself. He made a miracle, he worked miracle in order to prove his divinity. For many people at that time were enough to believe that Jesus is God himself. But for us, all those miracles is still to be believed. For us, it's very important to keep the word of this teaching that we receive from the Church. So, it's time to be, you know, to be really children of God. We do not belong to this world. Remember the consequences of original sin. Jesus Christ died on the cross, obtaining for us his grace. God wants to be seen, yes, by his grace in our soul. God wanted to be loved in our heart by keeping him, putting him first before anything. How many times we put a creature before God? That's happened. That's why the consequences are very bad, and we get sad, discouraged, and this life becomes hell. No, this life is a purgatory. It's not hell, it's a purgatory. That's why we have to profit this life in order to gain merit for the kingdom of heaven. So, let us profit this beautiful teaching of Jesus Christ himself. So, the word of God is our faith. Remember when a group of women trying to praise Jesus' mother, they said, blessed are the breasts that nurse thee. And Jesus said, rather, blessed are those who keep the word of God and keep it, which means they live according to the word of God, according to our faith. This is our great vocation. This is our great dignity, to be children of God. We have the faith. We have the truth. And we have God. This is very important. Because the kingdom of heaven starts in this life. And this is the grace of God. We have to persevere in sanctifying grace. We have to fight. If we commit a mortal sin, don't delay. Go to confession. Receive the sacrament. So, moderation, mortification. Lent is coming. Lent is coming. So it's a good time to practice some mortification, prayer, and reception of the sacrament. This is all that we can do. And Jesus assured, obviously, our eternal salvation. Remember, there is just one thing that we cannot lose. And this is God. Whoever has God has everything. Because he is our creator and father. And he wanted to communicate himself through his word and grace. And we have it. So this is the Catholic Church, the fruit of all those who persevere in faith and in grace. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.